thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank, word to Chris Hanks. I'm going to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you're sowing. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general from the front, I'ma lead the charge.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Shrimp Tank at the Boca Raton Studio, where street smarts and book smarts collide. I'm your co-host, Jason Hill, sitting here with my co-host Kevin Cox and Roland Kidwell. Have you ever wanted to take an MBA course in entrepreneurship? Well, we have a crash course for you here on the Shrimp Tank, where you get to interview some of the brightest and best entrepreneurs in and around Boca Raton. Last week, we had the opportunity to interview Janice Haley over at Tony Wibands. Wow, what an amazing story. She was on QVC and had one company go public and then jumped right back in and started her second company. Kevin, what do you think about her company?
Oh, Janice is fantastic. She was wonderful to work with at FAU via the Adam Center and the Tech Runway. Really just done a great job creating her patented arm toning technology. Really seems to be taking off.
Yeah, her story was awesome. So what do we do here at the Shrimp Tank? We cover the do's and don'ts of starting, running, and growing a business. Now let's find out if our entrepreneurs will swim or sink in the tank. I'm joined here today with Kevin and Roland and our special guest, Ryan Zuckerman, over at Zucker Realty. Kevin is assistant director at FAU Adam Center for Entrepreneurship. The program's booming over there and so many success stories from young entrepreneurs. Kevin, can you give us a little background of what's going on at FAU?
Sure, I'd be glad to. We got a big week this week. We're finalizing our winners of the Tech Runway Accelerator Competition. It's been a really, really competitive competition over there. All these companies are vying for 7 slots that will pay $15,000 in seed funding apiece. In total, 21 different companies are going to be accepted into the year-long program. 7 of those from the community, 7 are going to be students, staff, and faculty, and then we'll have another 7 consisting of both.
And that advice is worth a fortune. $15,000 is one thing, but that advice... Wow, it could do numbers to someone's business. And Roland, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you at FAU.
Well, thank you, Jason. At the Adams Center for Entrepreneurship last month, we finished our student business plan competition. We gave over $20,000 in prize money, including $12,000 to the winners. Some of those folks will be actually in the Tech Runway competition coming up. And we also are starting again our boot camp. We have a twice-a-year boot camp instructed by Dr. Kevin Cox here, and the idea is to come in with a business plan idea and to leave with a business plan, perhaps enter it into the competition. We're going to be kicking off that boot camp on September 26th for the fall. We'll have another one in the spring. If you'd like to get more information about that, just Google FAU Adams Center. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, as Ryan's on the show here, is that we're beginning a family business initiative. We're going to try to connect with some family businesses in South Florida, offer them some advice, and kind of get them connected into the Adams Center as well.
That's some exciting news coming out of FAU these days. And we keep seeing the Boca Raton area grow. So I'm sure that it's got a bright future. So today we're joined with Ryan Zuckerman, the successful entrepreneur. Ryan, can you tell us a little bit about your current business?
Sure, Jason. Thanks for having me on. We are a builder-developer based in Coconut Creek. We build in Southeast and Southwest Florida. We also have a brokerage firm where we do some high-end residential sales and represent some local regional banks.
Okay. So I think that's how I got down here to South Florida. You helped me, find my first condo down here. I was up in New York and you helped me get that and then finally move my family down. So great guy who really helped find me the right place in the South Florida area. So what's going on in South Florida? Is it a booming population from all us New Yorkers up there?
It really is. We want you New Yorkers to keep on coming down. It really helps our business out. We've seen the market really still be a seller's market. Not a lot of supply right now, but still plenty of demand out there. So really, it's a great time to sell, an okay time to buy.
Yeah. Well, with all these tax issues hitting the East Coast, I'm sure the double-digit growth down here in South Florida will continue, correct?
I hope so.
Yep. Yeah, so that's what my question was going to be about. What, when you look into your crystal ball being deeply embedded in the industry, what do you see moving forward? I mean, we've reached a pricing level that, correct me if I'm wrong, we're back now close to the peak before we had that little issue back in the mid-2000s. Do you see any readjustment, or do you think we can keep growing here in South Florida market space, Southeast and Southwest Florida, of course?
That's a great question. My crystal ball is a little cloudy, I'm sure, like yours is. But, you know, we see a strong foreseeable forecast for the building industry and for home sales. As long as the economy continues to keep on track and, you know, moving forward, earnings are still at record levels, we think that the markets should remain strong. So, you know, I think over the next 2 to 3 years, why we have some stability in the political world as well, will help keep us on track.
I see, Ryan, you co-authored a book called The Insider Secrets to Home Buying. Tell us a couple of those secrets.
Hire a good real estate agent. It would be the top one. Good real estate agent.
That's how I got such a good deal on this place.
Exactly. Also, I think, you know, having the right inspector, home inspection is really important, especially when buying a resale. So get a good inspector and a good real estate agent.
And explain some of that other detail. I remember, you know, when you helped me out, you know, it's one thing to go in and negotiate, but that whole other level of detail that comes in, how you know so many people and how to get the right people with the inspector, you know, pass just the purchase price. Kind of go through some of those details.
Sure. It's really, you know, who you know, and if you build a good quality, I guess, background and people you've worked with in the past and you can rely on them, you know, are going to do the right job, that's really important. So if you find a good realtor and a good inspection company, that's really will help you guide you for different things within the process. So,
all right. So I've got a question for you, and it's based on some anecdotal evidence that I'm seeing. I'm not sure it's a big trend, but I'm curious to hear what you think about it. It's specific to the Boca Raton context. What I've noticed is a number of luxury apartment rentals, right? Like rental complexes for luxuries apartment. Is that a trend you'll see? Is that something you're seeing demanded from the millennials when you know, or even behind them when they finally move out? And we're talking about, you know, high-end rentals could be as expensive as a mortgage, but maybe that's the preference for the upcoming generation. What are your thoughts?
I think it's the millennials moving out. It's not the millennials moving in. It's really the 55 plus market that wants to move out east, you know, kind of get out of the good school districts that they were once in when they had their millennials, and move out east to kind of take advantage of the water, the beach, you know, where all the activities going on, the commercial activities, especially you see it a lot in Delray, and now you're starting to see it more in Boca as well.
So tell us a funny story. You know, people come into Zuckerman Homes. You have some big projects, and this is Boca Raton, right? You get a lot of people that like the early bird specials. They come in, they see your big grand opening. There's food out there. Any funny stories related around these grand opening parties? Tell us a funny story.
Well, we try not to have food at any of our events, so. No, we certainly get people.
I guess I'm not coming then. If there's no food, I'm out.
You sound like a lot of people. No, we a funny story about food. Getting a funny story about food off the top of my head, but in the building industry, you definitely see plenty of different characters. I think, you know, what we do is as a builder, and many people don't know this, but we actually subcontract out the majority of our houses. So we have about 40 subcontractors most of the time, you know, good quality working people. Every once in a while, you get what we call a prima donna subcontractor that wants to do things on his or her time. And, you know, that just makes our life very, very difficult. So it's not necessarily a funny story, but it's the daily story of what we deal with on a daily basis. So
tell us a little bit about hiring people. You know, your company has to hire a ton of people, you know, one to show the property of these projects, another to, you know, actually build these projects, you know, go through that scope with us, how difficult it can be as an entrepreneur to get through those processes.
Yeah, so I think something that's really interesting in the building industry, we think we touch about 1,000 families' lives every house that we build, from our subcontractors. You know, we hire an electrician who has 10 people that work for them that are working inside the house, to the buyers, to our sales agents, to people that work internally. We probably touch about 1,000 people for every house that we do. So it's really an important thing and probably a lead factor in our industry and in our economy.
Well, Ryan, I have to ask you a family business question. Zuckerman's a fourth generation family business, and that is so rare that any company, any family company would go into the fourth generation. Tell us about how your company has done that and how entrepreneurship and innovation have helped in that process.
Sure. We've done it very carefully, Roland. Actually, I'm a fourth generation on both sides of my family, and Zuckerman Realty, our brokerage firm, goes four generations back, and Zuckerman Homes, the home building entity, actually goes four generations back as well. So how do we do it? You have to leave business, or you have to leave family outside the door when you walk into the office, and you know, business all inside the office. Certainly they intertwine together, but you got to have that fine line. And, you know, listen, only certain people can do it. It's very, very difficult, but also very, very rewarding, because who better to trust than your family?
Let me ask you a follow-up real quick. Have you ever had a family member who kind of didn't fit in the business and you had to exit them out? Has that ever happened?
It has happened in the family business. I have not had to deal with it, but in the previous generation, it happened multiple times. Not an easy situation.
No, not at all, especially when you have to go to Thanksgiving.
That's for sure.
So tell us what's different about Zuckerman Homes. You know, there's so many builders in South Florida, and everyone wants to get into the building business down here. So what is that unique, you know, marketing side or niche that you guys have that make you guys so special?
Glad you asked, Jason. So we actually are a builder and developer. So we build our own communities, not individual homes. So inside our own communities, what differentiates us from some of the big builders, D.R. Horton, Lennar, Pulte, etc., they don't do any customization. We will customize every individual home within any of our communities. So we could be building 100 homes in a community, and every home can be completely different, both on the exterior and the interior. No big production builder can really do that, because they're trying to get each home built as quickly as possible. We may take a little bit longer, but we're going to do it the right way with quality and customization.
Yeah, that's a great option. I remember when I was shopping for homes, that was one of the things that made neighborhoods get crossed off, was my wife said, you know, oh, it's so much of a cookie cutter neighborhood. Every house looks exactly the same from the exterior. And even if they were different on the inside, it was just something that, you know, she wasn't having it, you know.
We hear that all the time. And listen, we believe it. And that's why we feel it's so important to customize.
For sure. So I wanted to ask you, being that, you know, you have sustained all these generations and you have all these contractors, and I referenced before, was a really tough time down here, especially in South Florida with the housing market. You want to talk about how you guys were able to sustain? I imagine that was a wild time. I imagine you lost a lot of contractors, at least for a period of time. Maybe you had to establish new ones. Tell us a little bit about that. Probably potentially horrific experience.
It was very difficult. You know, they kind of kid with me being the fourth generation. I saw the best of the best and the worst of the worst in a matter of like 10 years. But, you know, there's probably three things that got us through it. One being very lucky. There's no doubt about it. You got to be very lucky to, you know, have the right property. Location of property, I'm sure you hear it all the time. Location, location, location. It's so important. And the third thing is just, you know, innovation. You got to be able to pivot and shift to a different market, a different idea. So we actually went from just being solely a home builder to also developing properties for other builders. So we actually buy the land, we get the entitlements, we put in the infrastructure, the water, sewer, draining, and paving, and we may turn around and sell it to another builder who wants to come in and build, you know, more production houses and not be so custom. So we kind of did a little pivot and shift, which really helped us get through it.
Great. That's something we teach our entrepreneurs and talk about a lot. Sometimes you have to adapt to the environment. It seems like you guys did a great job of doing that.
Appreciate it. We did.
And tell us a little bit about your work-life balance. You know, you're a family guy. You have kids. You have a wife. You know, and live down here in South Florida, and you're always traveling to the West Coast. And how do you keep up with all that?
It's the toughest thing you got to deal with in life is your work-life balance. So just got to try to balance it as best as you can. Not sure that you'll ever do it right or what the right way is, but, you know, really important, you know, work hard, but play hard. You got to be able to enjoy your time away, but, you know, you got to work hard as well. So, you know, you can continue to a fourth generation, hopefully a fifth and sixth and seventh generation business.
That what is the plan to do that in the next generation? Do you have in your family business a succession plan, a family constitution, anything that kind of guides you going forward as you go from generation to generation, or you just kind of play it by ear?
A little bit of both. It's kind of a work in progress. I think both sides are pushing for something like that. And from their previous generation, they had something, but it's not ironed out. And certainly from generation to generation, and even year to year, things have to change because, you know, the economy is changing, times are changing, needs are changing. So even if you have a constitution, it's got to be one that's ever evolving.
What's going on in Delray these days? You know, I just keep seeing building and building and building. Is it at the peak or is it going to keep going? What do you think?
Delray's hot. As long as the commercial stays there, the economy stays well, Delray's going to continue to be hot. It may get a little oversaturated because of how much building is planned for there. But, you know, I think it definitely has another 3 to 5 year run to be ultra successful. It's a great spot.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. Delray is hot. It was too hot for my wallet. So recently moving, I looked at some other places. I like Delray. What do you think, if there is a place that's next, up and coming, what do you see in Boynton Beach, Lake Worth, any other areas you see as on the emerge aside from Delray in the same region?
You wanted me to give away all my secrets, Kevin. I don't know if I can do that. I like Boynton Beach.
He's got permits.
I like Boynton Beach. I actually just bought a property in Boynton Beach, a new community upcoming on Lyons Road and Lake Worth. It's actually on the border of Lake Worth and Boynton Beach. So I'm actually high on both cities a lot. Downtown Lake Worth is really nice. Boynton Beach is doing a great job. You know, Delray really kind of set the footprint. And I think as long as some of these other cities are close by and watching, they're going to try to follow and, you know, duplicate what they did there. So I think you hit on two of them. Lake Worth and Boynton Beach are definitely hot. I mean, GL's been killing it in Boynton Beach for a long time. So
we just got to get that waterfront moving, right? Right, Ryan?
You mean moving the ocean out west?
No.
I'm on that'd be nice.
We can dig some lakes and make it look like an ocean out there.
We're going to take a short break to hear from some of our sponsors. And we come back, we're going to have a little section called Hot or Not section, where we're going to really go into detail with Ryan and see what he thinks is hot or not during these current times of entrepreneurship.
Supporting the Shrimp Tank today, we have the first ever all-in-one platform for elevating employer branding, hiring, and employee engagement. Elevated. Talent attraction, recruiting, and human resources can not only access organizational culture and map brand messaging, but also match job candidates to companies based on culture, skills, and personality fit using this same methodology. Combined with their instant prediction technology and existing infrastructure, Elevated is one of the most exciting HR technology tools available for mid-size and enterprise businesses.
Welcome back to the Shrimp Tank in Boca Raton. Just as a reminder, you could follow us on iTunes as well as go to our YouTube channel or Boca Raton Shrimp Tank Podcast.com. See last week's episode as well as this week's episode. So we're on to our hot or not section. Time to play a little game with you, Ryan, and decide, you know, what's hot or not in current times. So right now, would you say, you know, business plan, you know, is that worth it right now? Is that hot or not putting one together?
Definitely hot. If you want to start a new venture in particular, you got to have your map laid out so you can get to the finish line. So I definitely believe a business plan is hot today.
Okay. This is more an industry-specific question. So it's for a friend too. So you might call it hot or not, or even stupid or not. I imagine you've seen about everything built. What do you think? Is it hot or not to build like a steam room in a house as your own shower bath?
Definitely not, a little passe. Totally out. And my parents have one, by the way, in their house. So, but no, it's no longer you're seeing that anymore, really.
Okay, Ryan, how about hot or not gated communities?
Gated communities are still hot in the right location. I think if you can do it, people are looking for that, especially the Northeasterners, as Jason touched upon earlier, still coming down and they still like that gated feel.
Hot or not, rentals. Is it cool to rent right now?
I don't know if it's ever cool to rent, but unfortunately with the pricing going on the way it is, there's sometimes not a choice. So I would say rentals are not cool, but sometimes just an inevitable option.
So, hot or not, golf course communities, a couple of the courses have recently bought and are planned for development. And I realize the people that own on those courses are not happy. Your thoughts?
So, is the question, are golf courses hot or not? Or
golf course communities buying into one, building
new,
one?
New yeah. development, it's definitely not. It's too much overhead, too much work to do, and land's too valuable down here. As far as builder and developers going in for golf courses, I would say it's hot right now for builders. Obviously not for some of the homeowners that live there, but I think if they sit back and they really take a look at it, a you know dying or decaying course that's just going to be overgrown, do you really want that? Or you want a builder developer to come in, you know, put in some beautiful landscaping, beautiful streets, work with a builder developer and really help, you know, beautify what otherwise is just going to be overgrown old golf course that you bought on maybe 10 or 15, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I'd say you're exactly right on that.
I'm going to go with hot in these communities. I moved into one and it's like living at a hotel. You get a huge pool, you get tennis courts, basketball courts, and all these rules. It does annoy people, but at least it keeps it clean. So for me, I'm going with hot. So next question, millennials hiring them right now. For Zuckerman Homes, has it been hot or not?
So far, it's been not, but not by choice. I would totally be down hiring a millennial or millennials. I think helping with the technology in our company is huge. The internet marketing, which I focus, you know, tremendous amount of our marketing dollars on, is hot right now. So a millennial would be a nice intake for our company.
Okay. I don't know. Roland, you got another hot or not offhand?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll see if I can phrase this right. How about hot or not family business hiring non-family members and top management?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say hot. You know, if they're a qualified person and can help our business succeed, I don't see why we wouldn't want to hire someone, whether they're part of the family or not part of the family. But when you do work with Zuckerman Homes, you're always part of the family.
Nice. Good question. So great answer.
So where are we going to dinner later? I'm part of the family, right?
Wherever you're buying.
You said I'm part of the family. You're a treat.
You are. I didn't say I'm treating.
Okay. Hot or not, having your wife join Zuckerman Realty or Homes?
Not.
You care to expand on that at all?
Self-explanatory. You're just gonna leave it there. No. She's actually come and worked at the office, so it's not a bad thing, but prefer to keep it separate. Can only spend so much time with someone, so.
What about taking massive loans to build bigger projects? Is that hot or not right now with the real estate market heating up?
It's a good question. I would say it's not. I think a lot of the builders had, you know, obviously a bad taste with what happened in the downturn. And it's still slowly coming back. And I think banks are kind of slowly coming back to builders. But right now, it's not, but it is coming back slowly.
Well, those are some great answers, Ryan. We're going to take a short break and hear from some of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to go to a little section called Plead the Fifth, where you're only allowed to plead the fifth one time. So we're going to hope to get you. So don't change the channel. We'll be right back with the Boca Raton Shrimp Tank in a few minutes.
This episode of Shrimp Tank is brought to you in part by 2Degrees, the mobile application that's taking social networking off your device's screen and back into reality. Ever wonder who's connected to your friends, family, other contacts, where they might be? Find out! Download the 2Degrees application for free from the App Store or Google Play. Meet new people that your contacts already know. Get special deals and notifications about local meetups. 2Degrees works for and supports local businesses too. If you're a local business owner, check the website and find out how to host a meetup and get traffic to your business. Everyone is closer than they realize to their next meaningful connection, just 2 degrees away. Download the app now and find out. Just search T-W-O space degrees in the App Store or Google Play. Download it for free.
You're listening to the Shrimp Tank at Boca Raton, coming to you live every week. And I'm your host, Jason Hill, with my co-host Kevin Cox and Roland Kidwell. And you can always catch a replay of our podcast anytime at bokerton.shrimptankpodcast.com, as well as going into the iTunes store or going on to good old Google. So we're going to jump into our next section where we're going to make Ryan hopefully plead the fifth in one of these difficult questions. You're only allowed to use it once. So let's see if we could get you, Ryan. Most hated competitor. What would you say down here in South Florida?
Get him on the first one.
Oh, we might have him.
No, I just got a lot of them. Come on. I'd probably go with probably Pulte Homes. They build a closer product to what we build. So they're a tough competitor, and rather if we could buy something before them. So,
biggest or most costly mistake you've made in the business?
In terms of dollar amount?
Sure.
Six figures. Definitely six figures.
What happened?
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
That was like half of the fifth.
Bought the wrong property in the wrong location. So, and came in over budget.
Ah, tough. Rolling.
Well, Ron, you're a good sport for taking this deluge here. I'm going to ask you another hard one, I think. We'll see. What makes you most uncomfortable working with family members?
Definitely the money. Talking about salary, compensation, and partnership, not a fun topic to have with your dad and your uncles.
I got a good one for you. With 2009, a lot of issues in South Florida. Did you ever miss or come close to missing payroll for employees?
We never came close to missing payroll. We stopped taking payroll before we would ever miss payroll with any of our employees. So never came close to that, but certainly we came out of pocket to fund a lot of payroll and, keep our good employees employed.
Will your next generation be obligated to work in the business and take it over in the future? Or will you kind of let them make their own decisions and do whatever they're interested in?
Definitely whatever they're interested in. Obviously, it's a blessing to have, family members join the business, but no one is forced to come into the business. In fact, I'm the only one from my generation that's come into the business. So.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Braveheart, by far. Love story in action. Both at the same time.
Okay, we'll have a fun one. Have you ever had two employees hook up in the office?
Not that I know of, and I don't check the video cameras.
All right, I got a good one that he tried to skirt earlier.
We got
to
get him.
He tried to skirt one earlier. What's the hottest unknown area real estate to invest in right now that a lot of people are missing that you guys see on the horizon? And you can't plead the fifth. Otherwise, you got to tell us the truth.
Well, you only asked two specific areas last time. The hottest area right now, I would say, is Estero, Florida on the West Coast. It's a beautiful area. They just got Hertz corporate headquarters in there. They're seeing a lot of business growth, and they have a beautiful mall, outdoor mall, kind of like Miser Park over here. It's definitely the hottest place, I think, a little bit undervalued right now as well.
Nice.
Roland, do we have some? Can we get him?
He hasn't played the fifth yet.
I almost got him on the first one. The first one, but since then.
I don't think I can.
Your father, do you ever want to have him fired?
No, my father is my best friend and partner. I never want him fired. I want him by my side forever.
Fair enough.
But does he go under your skin sometimes when you look at the new industry and how it's evolving so quickly with technology? Is there ever a point where you really just want to sit him down and say, Dad, let me take it from here?
He's done actually a great job of letting me take over. He's learned a lot along with me. During the downturn, we actually learned a lot in internet marketing, so we got a little education during the downturn. So, no, and if we ever come to an issue, we just arm wrestle and see who wins.
So who wins?
Usually him.
Got to get to the gym more then, Ryan.
I've been trying. It's that work-life balance you talked about.
Yeah, we just had a lady on the show last week that had Tony Wybrand's and go around your wrist and it could help you build some muscle.
She didn't leave any samples.
Well, we could make things happen. We could get you a couple if we give her a call. Well, Ryan, those are some great answers. I want to thank you for being a guest here on the Shrimp Tank. Where can people get in touch with your company if they want to reach out to you?
You can visit our website, www.zuckermanhomes.com. You could call our office, 954-481-3700, or go visit any of our communities in Southeast and South Florida.
Okay, well... Remember, you could find us at BocaRaton.ShrimpTankPodcast.com as well as on YouTube on the Shrimp Tank Podcast channel. Feel free to join us next week. We're going to have another great guest join our show. I'm Jason Hill with my co-host Kevin Cox and Roland Kidwell saying thanks for joining us at the tank.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When I take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. We're the Chris Hanks. We're going to put it all together. This is big thanks. Doing big things. Chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real. This life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream. All the dudes yell. This is just what I do, and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie, keep going. You know the saying, you can reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell in my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.